Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The court got Roe right nearly 50 years ago, and I believe Congress should codify Roe once and for all.
In Washington Tuesday, President Biden said he would prioritize an abortion rights bill if Democrats retain the House and Senate in November. Assistant Attorney General Christopher Schroeder testified before Senate lawmakers Tuesday on executive privilege, a right presidents can assert to withhold information from the legislative or judicial branches.
Congress is entitled to honest interpretations of the law by the executive branch. I think this president is dedicated to that proposition. He issued a day one executive order affirming the independence of the Justice Department.
Former President Donald Trump and his lawyers continue to argue executive privilege can be used to shield information from his time in office from the Justice Department. The FBI says battleground states like Georgia are likely to see calls for election audits and recounts, and are more likely to see threats and harassment directed at election workers. During a Tuesday debate between Republican Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and his Democratic challenger, B. Nguyen, Nguyen called for election worker reforms.
We need to repeal the provisions of Senate Bill 202 that have added additional burden on our election workers, including having to spend critical time going over these mass voter challenges. At least 65,000 Georgians have been challenged.
According to the FBI, among more than 1,000 reports to the task force monitoring threats to election workers, 11% met criteria for further investigative action. Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker is doubling down on the veracity of the sheriff's badge he flashed to the audience during a debate last week after accusations the badge was a prop. In a social media video, Walker posed with Johnson County Sheriff Greg Rowland, who vouched for the badge's authenticity.
If Herschel's badge is a prop, then I guess this badge I wear every day to protect the citizen, I guess it's a prop also.
Walker is running against Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock. Finally, Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services for Mental Health and Substance Use, Dr. Miriam Delphin Rittman, announced Tuesday an additional $300 million in funding for new community behavioral health clinics to states, coming from the recently passed gun safety bill.
We want to bring every American and every community hope, a hope ignited by knowing that care is available, that it is accessible, and that it is culturally appropriate.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.